Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Jennifer Zamperali, 2FM, good morning. Now, Gordon Ramsay is back for season 22 of Hell's Kitchen on Fox in the US. And this season has a focus on the American dream and stories that are uniquely American. So you might be asking, why the hell is she talking about it? Well, it has a connection to us this year, as one of the 18 chefs competing is from Ireland. Yes, yes, yes. Well, more importantly, he's from Cork. Ryan O'Sullivan, good morning. How are you?
Jennifer, how's things? Fantastic, fantastic. How's life?
It's really good. All the better for chatting to you. Come here, how do you go from the banks of the Lee to the sunny side of Florida? How did that happen?
Come here, I tell you, it all happened really quick anyway, first and foremost. It was summer 2018, I uploaded my CV up onto Indeed.com, just trying to find jobs around Cork, really. And this lady from Workaway, which is now BE, Hospitality and Tourism, she gave me a call and she said to me, we think you'd be a good fit to go to the States to work in the clubs. We pay for your flights, your visa, your accommodation, we find you a job, the whole lot. To be honest, I thought it was a scam. I said to her, I said, do you want my bank details as well? She said, I know, it sounds too good to be true, but, you know, we actually think that you'd be a good fit if you want to come to the Shelburne and do a couple of interviews. And a week later, I was in the Shelburne, pinching myself. Yeah, it all happened really, really quick.
That is crazy. Come here, was becoming a chef always the plan for you?
I would say that it was definitely destined for me anyway, because my dad was a chef, and, you know, always hanging around the kitchen. Was for me, you know. He was always at work, and I'd always kind of come to work with him too. He owned a couple of restaurants, and I was always hanging around the kitchen. And then when I decided to actually become a chef, they told me, like, my mother and father were like, if you're going to become a chef, no, you have to go to college, you have to get classically trained, and then you have to head away as well. Even though nobody really wants their kid to leave, they knew that the best thing for me was to actually get out of Ireland and go get trained properly across the world, you know.
Absolutely. Come here, how did you end up in Hell's Kitchen? Tell us.
Again, completely random. I was at work one night, and a fella texted me on Instagram. He slid into me DMs, you could say, and he said to me, look, you know, I think you'd be a good fit for Hell's Kitchen if you want to do an interview. So again, I thought it was a bit sketchy, just some random lad just, you know, DMing me saying, oh, you should be on Hell's Kitchen. So I did an interview, and then the next morning I did another one, and then the day after that I did a Zoom interview with the producing director. And then another couple of interviews down the road, you know, lo and behold, we got the gig, you know. So it was, again, happened super, super quick. Yeah, and it was mental, to say the least. Yeah.
Destiny, of course it was. And Instagram. But were you a fan of Gordon Ramsay growing up? What do you make of the man?
I was a big fan of him growing up. I mean, you know, all the lads are watching cartoons. I'm watching Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver and Gary Rhodes. And, like, you know, it was always food on my television. I don't think it was by choice anyway, because I'd walk in and the dad would have the remote control and, you know, I wouldn't have a choice. But Gordon Ramsay was definitely a big fan of mine growing up. And actually, I mean, getting to meet the man was, again, pinch me moment. A fantastic, fantastic experience to work with him.
Do you remember the first time you met him, and were you okay, or did you make a show of yourself?
I was holding back a little bit, because, you know, from the first episode that happened last week, you know, he comes out of a box first, he starts talking, and, like, you know, I remember standing there looking at the box, knowing who was behind it, and I was kind of like, you know, I'm actually about to meet my idol right now, like, what do I say, what do I do? Sure, you can't do anything in the moment, like, I mean, you're frozen, you know, but after that was kind of over and I got the nerves out, like, that, it was grand, because you're working for the man then.
You got to put your
stuff aside and be like, you know what, I'm here to do a job now. So, you know, you put all that aside and get on with it.
I'd say this is one of the most stressful work environments. And then throw in a TV camera. I mean, you must be very good in a stressful situation to be able to cope with all of this.
I don't know, we'll see. We'll see down the line. We'll see how good I was able to cope with it. But it was for definitely the strangest and the most exciting and rewarding experience I've ever done in my entire life. It was, you know, just to be there alone and to work with him and to see how he works and to see how professional he is, how he carries himself and what he does for us, you know, again, is absolutely outstanding.
Sure.
And, you know, he's a credit to what he does.
And
he's a credit to what he does, really.
And your family and all the people who know you in Cork, what do they think of you being on Hell's Kitchen? I'm sure, did you tell them? Because I know you filmed this back in February 2021, right? So that's a long time to keep it to yourself. And, like, how about your family? They must be good at keeping secrets as well.
They're actually not, so hats off to them for keeping this one a secret, because, you know, between any big family, there's no secrets, especially if there's big, big news behind it. But definitely, I think for all of us, the two-year hiatus I had to take, and, you know, not telling people where I was for 7 weeks, because it's very hard to vanish off the face of the earth for 7 weeks and not have an excuse for it, you know what I mean?
So, that's true.
It was tough, to say the least, but look, it's out now, and, you know, we can actually talk about the episodes as they go on. So, I mean, for me, that's the most rewarding part now, is that not only do I get to live it now again, I get to, you know, see my friends and family watch it, and the joy it brings everybody else. And it's the support at home, I have to say, like, you know, again, I can't thank everybody enough, because, as you know yourself, if anybody leaves Ireland and goes off and does well for themselves, like, the whole country gets behind them.
This is very true.
You know, the support I've gotten and the messages I've got from random people at home is absolutely insane. Like, I mean, I can't fathom, you know, how much support that I actually have from people that I don't even know, just because we're all Irish, you know what I mean? So we're all together in this, and it's fantastic.
Stop being a lick and tell me when you're coming home.
You know us cultures, like, you know what I mean? We know what to say.
Any plans to come home?
I'll come home alright for a visit, you know what I mean? For now, like I say, like, Cork is always going to be my home, but for now, Florida is. But you never know. I'd like to have something to do with the food scene in Cork.
Yes.
Sometime down the line. I'd love to.
And what's Florida like? What's it like living in the US right now?
Living in the US is absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, it's not called the land of opportunity for no reason, you know. When I first came over here, I thought it was going to be for 6 months. And you put your head down and you work, and, you know, you keep your P's and Q's to yourself. Like, you really can't go far. You know, you have to be a grafter. You have to want it, because nobody's going to hand it to you. I came up by myself. And like I said, I thought it was going to last 6 months. I'm here 6 years next week.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm married now 3 years as well. And it's, you know, again, every day I wake up and pinch myself, you know.
Congrats on that, married 3 years as well. Listen, Ryan, you're a legend. All the best. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. And I wish you the very best of luck. I can't wait to try your restaurant when you open one in Cork now in a few years' time and you get bored.
I might have one in Dublin as well. We'll see what happens.
Dublin as well. See you later, Ryan. There we go. That was Chef Ryan O'Sullivan, originally from Cork, who is now living in Florida and is currently featuring in Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen season 22 on the telly over there. And fingers crossed we'll get it to see it here soon, and we'll be back right after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.